This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spent with me. I hope you're having some fun tonight. Michael Houseman will join me at the bottom of the hour. You know, I'm an old guy, right? Or I'm considered old. I talk in, you know, quarter past the hour, bottom of the hour, top of the hour. That kind of makes people crazy. Although I don't know why. It ain't that big of a deal, right? I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I do appreciate the story. I really had like 60 stories to catch up on. Seriously. And I have been doing less and less of your stories, only because we've had so much other fun stuff to deal with. You know? Anyway, again, like I said, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to tell me where I'm off, what I'm doing wrong, how I don't have a clue as to what's happening. You know, my fear with all this Clinton stuff, before I get on the main story here, my fear with all this Clinton stuff that the right is pushing really hard, and I'm not telling you to stop pushing. Are we clear? It's not what I'm saying at all. But my fear here is that we've been screaming the sky is falling for so long. We've been talking about, you know, what's real, what isn't real, what the truth is about the foundation, what the truth isn't about the foundation. And nothing happens, or it hasn't happened, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I really am concerned about that. I'm concerned that people are going to think that we're just trying to send them in a direction. So whatever information we're putting out there, whatever we're saying, whatever we're talking about, right? We need to make sure that it's not just that it's true, not just that it's right on. Okay, but we have to have fair and equal conversation. Trump's no saint either. Some of the people in our party are no saints either. You know, I thought it was interesting today. Some of you catch that Cruz came out and his team is out and about beating on Donald Trump for his immigration comments. No, I mean, seriously. He needs to go home. Bush, go home. You guys lost. It is over for you. Don't sit here and fan the flames for the other side. Because that's exactly what you're doing. I know some of my friends are going to write me and go, you know, why did you say that? Because it's true. Stop fanning the flames. The other side wants to bury us. They want to ruin the party. Why are you helping them? You don't have to sit there and praise him. Yeah, what's that? Trump's name? Or praise Trump as a whole? That's not even close to what I'm saying. But don't sit there and rip him up. Do not give the other side. We do this to ourselves all the time. If you watch this year all year long, watch the time leading up to the primaries. The Dems did not openly give us ammunition for her. There was nothing that Bernie said in the little bit that he said. Nothing that he said. right, that was a revelation to us. Yet when you look at what's going on with the Republican Party, right away we come out of the chute screaming and yelling and pushing and giving information to the side to show them or to give them the info to be able to tear us apart in these general elections. Isn't that nice of us? They don't have to do opposition research. We just hand it to them, in essence. It's just so wrong on so many levels. You may not like Trump. He's the people's choice. Get over it. Really, just get over it. Where was I? What story was I going to do? Oh, really? You know, I get into these stories and I forget where it was I was going with these things. But the just found out recently. Well, I shouldn't say that. We didn't. We've always known this. But the left always wants so. They want everything in science, and they want it their way. They want it done the way they think it ought to be done, right? So Americans have bought 170 million guns, right? As of August 28th. Now, based on what they've been telling us forever and ever, right? At this point in time, this should be a mass murder about every hour and a half. Come on, let's just be honest about it. Right? I'm sorry. I got to laugh at this. About every hour and a half, once the way they lay things out, the way they tell us things work and operate, we should be... So on August 28th, the NRA presented the ATF and the FBI. They gave them the data and the reports showing that Americans have purchased 170 million new guns since 1991. Now remember, we've been told over and over and over and over and over and over and over again that more guns brings more violence, remember? It's been pounded into our heads. And let me see. And violent crime has fallen 51%. Now, the information squares with the findings of the Congressional Research Service. Let me read that again. From the Congressional Research Service, the study covered a slightly shorter period of time, 94 to 2009. Americans purchased approximately 118 million guns in that time, and crime fell again. There's something wrong with this math. I'll check it out while we're on break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. What's really funny is, as I do the show, I get these, I know, I'm easily distracted. I'm sorry. I'll apologize to you, because it's not like I'm not paying attention to you. Not like I'm not trying to do a good job. I want to accommodate. I have a bad habit of doing that. But, you know, earlier I guess I was talking about the, I may just put it back up front and center on the website, but I was talking about how the, it was dangerous to be affiliated with the Clintons. And I already wrote that piece once that has the, I don't know, 54, 56 different families that were involved with the Clintons. And it did not end up good for them. And I'm just going to go ahead and at some point in time here repost it, because I think it's a big deal. I think it's people, you don't. I realize you don't have time to do the research, but I also want you to know something. I don't have the time to do all the the spoon feed you all the research either. I don't think that that's right. I never have. And I sure as heck don't think it's right now. You got to do some of the work yourself, or you won't. You know, the reality, you won't retain it. So anyhow, the you got to grab that piece off the website. I'm gonna again. I will try to put it up. It lists all 50, 54. I think I even revised it a few weeks ago. Right, the Clintons can be hazardous to your health. That's the name of the post. You got to go get it. I think you'll appreciate it. I think you'll enjoy it. And it is a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Because it shows you what they're willing to do to get to the top. It shows you what they're willing to do to win at any cost. That's dangerous. And where they feel they're above the law, that nothing can stop them or slow them down, or nothing should stop them or slow them down, that's scary too. Seriously, I don't even know what you do with that. I would be petrified. All right, we'll get back to the story I was talking about earlier. So we were talking about how the Dems constantly tell us how dangerous guns are. And the more guns, the more violence. You cannot prove it. You cannot prove it by our history. You really can't prove it by many of other countries' histories either. Because what they do is they only check gun violence. They don't check that knife violence goes up, baseball bat violence. They don't check the violence that does rise, that does increase. You know what I mean? So let's go to this. The NRA presented the ATF and the FBI data showing the Americans have purchased 170 million new guns since 1991, and violent crime has fallen by 51%. That's wonderful. That's great. The information squares with findings of the Congressional Research Service. And the study shows from 1994 to 2009, which is what their study has a smaller period of time. Like I said, 94 to 2009. They found that Americans purchased approximately 118 million firearms. Now think about this. I've been talking about this for a long time on the show. If what the libs are telling you, if what the left tells you, that more guns breeds more violence. Do you really believe that we only have 100 million plus guns registered in the hands of people in this country? If we have 200 plus million registered guns in this country, I would bet you my week's salary against yours that we've got over 300 million easy, over 300 million guns sitting in homes in other places. All right? It's really, seriously. Anyhow, where was I? And the 1993 firearms-related murder and non-negligent homicide was at a rate of 6.6% per 100,000. It fell to 3.6% per 100,000 by the year 2000. And remember, from 1994 to 2009, gun sales were on the rise. When they did the research in the year 2000, that was after 1994, I think. At least on my calendar it is. Right? Homicides, gun violence, self-inflicted wounds, fell by 3.6%. Explain that. If more guns means more violence, how is it that when you buy more guns, you have less violence? And eventually got all the way down to 3.2%. Okay, that's more than a 50% reduction in firearm-related murder and non-negligent homicide. Then in 2009, the year the CRS study ended, Obama took office, and gun sales began their climb to record level. He is a great salesman for firearms, is he not? Perfect. Love this guy. And they began to climb to their record levels, which made covering the gap between the 118 million guns that had been purchased by 2009 and 170 million new guns that Americans would own by 2015 an easy gap to bridge. Very easy. One news source previously reported that there were almost 22 million background checks for firearms in 2013 alone. And each of those checks were on buyers who could have legally purchased multiple firearms. So the overreaching message is simple. More guns, less crime. I mean, it's just over and over and over and over and over again. You see it. It's more guns, less crime. Everybody, when you don't know who's got a gun, you don't know who's got guns in the house, you're not going in there. And every report shows gun violence decrease. I mean, yeah, as gun ownership increases, gun violence and or violence as a whole decreases. Now, I got to tell you something. When it comes to science, right, that's real. I mean, they say we don't believe. I'm kind of looking at this going, okay, how do I get this out there so you get it? We're always, right, the right-wing nut jobs, conservative nut jobs, especially if you're a Christian, you're always told that you don't believe in science. You don't believe how this stuff works. But I do. I can see where you having more guns breeds less violence. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Michael House is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Michael is, he's our libertarian buddy. He likes to come on and rattle my cage a little bit. I'd like to say, I think I've pulled him this way a little bit to our side. He's pulled me a little, you know, I look at stuff a little differently. I get what he's saying. I still don't understand. I will never understand. Sorry, people, I just won't. I will never understand the mindset that you're never a Trumper. There's no way to do it with Trump. Just none. I don't see it. I don't see how you can call it out. I don't see it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Whole bunch of stuff going out there. Michael joins us at the bottom of the hour when we come back. No, I just want his input. I'd like to know where he's at with Trump and Hillary these days. We'll see if he can spread some wisdom our way. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As he does every week to I wouldn't say stir it up a bit, but he definitely gets us to think, doesn't he? Michael Hausman joins me, and I always appreciate our libertarian friend joining us here on The Real Side. Michael, thanks for being with me today.
Well, I appreciate you being on. Now, I got to make certainly clear, man.
There we go. Yeah.
Making you think is an important thing, but what I really want to try to figure out how to do is to be funny. That is my highest goal.
Okay, whatever. you know what? No. You got to drive the point home. You got to help me figure this out. I'm such a lost soul. Just as some of the people listen to the show and say, I can't believe you talk about Trump like that. Anyway,
I'll help you figure it out.
I'm sure you'll try anyway.
Are you ready? It's really easy. Donald Trump is rolling out the immigration plan that Marco Rubio clearly identified 6 months ago. And for those that thought that Ted Cruz was too conservative on immigration, Trump has now firmly identified himself to the left of Ted Cruz. So there you go.
Well, you know, let me ask you a question. They're coming out today, right? I saw Cruz out there. Jeb Bush came back from the dead today, came out to have to say something. The thing I love about this, right, is they come out there, they start talking, and they're talking against Trump, and I get all of that. How are they helping us? How are they helping us, Republicans as a whole? I started to think over the last we'll hit this in a minute, but should they be out there bashing Trump? Is that what their job is?
Well, they're reflecting the opinions of the majority of the Republican Party that don't want that guy to be the Republican nominee, or they don't like the fact that he is the Republican nominee.
You can't say it's the majority. He won the primary, Michael.
Of course I can, because he didn't get a majority in any of the. He got majority in one state.
Okay, but did he or did he not? Did he not amass more votes than any other Republican candidate running for president?
You just moved the goalposts.
No. All I'm saying though is you can't just say All right, so he's not wanted by the majority of the Republican Party?
He did not get a majority of support of the Republican Party. He got a plurality of support.
But we also had 16, we had 16 people running. What if we had three running, you know, him, Cruz, and one other? Do you think he would have got more votes?
I think that if it had been Marco Rubio, Donald Trump, and Jeb Bush, that Marco Rubio would be our nominee.
Well, I'm glad your crystal ball works, because mine doesn't. I just look at results.
Well, here's the thing that I look at. I was in a big argument last night with some folks who were trying to make the same sort of points that you were just making.
Yeah.
Conflating Trump's receiving the nomination with Trump's receiving a majority of support of Republicans. And I went through and discovered that Real Clear Politics still has the head-to-head national polls from the primaries on their website. And Marco Rubio was by far the best head-to-head matchup against Hillary Clinton. By far the worst matchup against Hillary Clinton. Actually, Donald Trump was not the worst. He was the second worst.
Right.
So the Republicans nominated the guy who, according to all of the national polls, had the second worst chance of beating who everybody knew was going to be the Democrat nominee.
I am not a lover of his. You already know this. But I think we're going to be surprised in November. Okay, that's one of my first thoughts here. I'm looking at what's going on as a whole, and I'm saying to myself, okay, the numbers are, you know, again, the numbers fluctuate all the time. The numbers have closed a little bit. I'm not saying that he's got her caught. That's it. You know, it's all over. But I am saying the numbers are changing. And I'm so tired of us being out there. We want to win. We want this. We want that. You realize the more that we beat on him, we're also beating on the down ticket people that are there, too. And we're not very...
No.
You don't think...
I disagree with that. I think that the most difficult thing the down ticket candidates have to deal with is the albatross at the top of the ticket.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We're beating on the guy at the top of the ticket. We're beating on the guy that, whether we want him in there or not, do you really want Hillary in there? And I think we're doing ourselves a disservice. And I'm really upset at a lot of my conservative friends who will say, I can't vote for him no matter what. And I'm saying to myself, okay, so you can vote for her. You can help her get in. Is that what you're doing? Is that what you're saying? You're really okay with us having 40 years of a Supreme Court that is just about as liberal as you can get, run by the Democrats?
Well, okay. Given what he just did on immigration,
yeah.
What makes you think that his previous...
Do you have a white picket fence, and do you have a little Hello Kitty, too, in your bedroom that you have up on the wall? Because here's the reality. If he's trying to get more people on his side, he's trying to get some of those Dems to come over to his side, and people with two brain cells to rub together can figure that out, right? He doesn't have to govern that way when he gets in. Just like Mr. Obama, Mr. Purple, right? Everybody bought into the fact Mr. Purple. My Christian friends bought into the fact that he was Mr. Purple. You know, he's Marx's second brother. He's Karl Marx's second cousin. Anyway, that's my opinion. But
the difference, though, Joe, is that Obama has always been and was a consistent ideologue. Yeah, people projected upon him he definitely made some generalized comments about coming together and all of that. Obama, for the sake of pursuing a centrist vote or a Republican vote, didn't switch his primary issue 70 days before the election, and then to have acolytes come who were cheering, round them up and ship them out, to all of a sudden change their tune when their leader began to whistle a different one. It's interesting. I asked this question last night as I'm involved in this extremely active private Facebook group that's being torn right down the middle. And I said, does Trump's softening, using his words, on immigration change your opinion of him or his candidacy? And the bending over backwards, wordsmithing to try to. I mean, it's not like this was some ancillary issue. I mean, it was just a couple of weeks ago. It was deport them all. I mean, he is on record clearly stating over and over and over and over again.
I'm not arguing with you about that.
Right. And so on one of his primary issues, just before the election, to make such a change and to make a change to a position that he mocked. I mean, Twitter last night was hilarious when people were retweeting Donald Trump's comments about Jeb, Ted, and Marco on immigration.
Michael, I'm not trying to be rude. It's old news. I got it. But my point has nothing to do with that. My point has to do exactly with this. Let's beat the crap out of this guy so much that we assure a landslide loss so that for 2 or 3 or 4 years, we can try to just rebuild our self-esteem before we actually get anybody back in office. Let's make sure we do everything we can to make sure that we ruin this country as much as humanly possible. Because I don't believe for a second that if he gets in, he's going to be the disaster everybody thinks he's going to be.
Okay. Well, I see that.
We got proof. We have proof with her. Dead nuts proof with her. Look at the stuff in the last week. We're so caught. You and I are so caught up talking about Trump and what a piece of work he is, and stuff going on around him, that we've totally lost sight of the thief, of the murderer. The dictator. You think it was bad under Obama? If she doesn't go to jail for what she's done, there'll be no stopping her. That guy in North Korea will look like a Mickey Mouse Club member.
Yeah, I do get what you're saying with that, but here's the thing: is all that stuff about Hillary?
Yeah,
isn't that the old news?
No, it's not. She's never been. Look, she said that she's given everything to the FBI. Right now, we got 15,000 new emails that have cropped up. I mean, why aren't you and I and others driving home what's in those emails and why she shouldn't be commander in chief? Seriously.
Well, I'd have to say that I probably give on my show, which airs 7 to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. Houserules.us is the best place to find where you can listen or listen right there. I'd say I spend equal amount of time.
You're an equal opportunity beater. Hey, we got to go to a quick break. We'll be back in a second. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
I had Jerome Corsi on earlier this week, who just wrote a book about Hillary. And his book is basically making the point that, totally aside from pay-to-play, just
are
the nature
your Google
of
search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We're going back.
Okay, go.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Michael Hauser joins me as he does every week. I always enjoy my time with him. We see, these are the spirited conversations we should all be able to have, no matter where you're sitting on the political spectrum or what have you, and then still go have a hamburger together. But we've lost that in this country. It's just gone away, and I don't understand it at all. Michael, thanks for joining me today.
Well, I appreciate being here. You know, it's interesting that you talk about having spirited conversation. Did I tell you about my trip to Vegas a week and a half ago?
What are you? Were you fighting with the pit boss again?
No, it was interesting. We got there Friday around noon, left Sunday at noon, and spent about 2.5 hours at the Bellagio Casino, and that was it. We had dinner.
Seriously?
We had dinner at the Caesar's Palace, the Forum Shops. We walked across and spent a couple 3 hours at the Bellagio, and that was it. Here's the deal. It was a dozen of us, a dozen guys that I play squash with. Two guys turned 60, and another guy was getting married the following weekend, so it was kind of a bachelor party. So we all went over and played squash and had dinner together and hung out. But there were 12 of us, and for the entire 2 full days, the only topic of conversation was politics and religion. And as far as politics goes, you had me on the right, and there was a couple other guys that kind of share my perspective, all the way to two full-on socialists, like criticizer, yeah, like very critical of Bernie Sanders in regard to his moderate socialistic views. So that was the political side.
Wow.
And then all points in between. And then as far as religion goes.
And you didn't hit anybody? No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
I didn't.
As far as religion goes, we had Catholic, a couple of Jews, Hindu, Sikh, Muslim, atheist, evangelical Christian, Egyptian Orthodox. I'm trying to think if there's any other. Yeah, we kind of covered.
Well, you had a mix there, and you were all buddies, right? You're all friends.
And Buddhists as well.
Okay. Well, they
so
can't,
we covered all of it.
They can't hit you, but go ahead.
And that's all we talked about. So guys that literally covered the entirety of the religious and political spectrum, and it was all alcohol-fueled, as you can imagine. 2 full days, that's the only 2 topics of conversation. And those are the 2 topics of conversation that you're actually never supposed to talk about, right?
Right, religion and politics. One of the first events I ever put on was the 2 things you can't talk about, religion and politics. Or politics and religion. And I had the first event I ever did. I had 150 people there. I didn't expect maybe 40. And it was really interesting to see how engaged and curious they were. So I think we're afraid to do these things, but we should do these things. So go ahead and finish your story.
Well, just along your point of relationships being torn apart and that, there's such a difference between social media discussions and actually sitting there face-to-face. So face-to-face, you got a Muslim and an atheist and an evangelical Christian talking about God and existence and Jesus and Muhammad and belief and faith. You have a socialist and a conservatarian talking about the role of government. And 2 full days of that, and there was definitely passionate, spirited discussion. No punches thrown. No feelings hurt.
No.
And no anger. None.
And why do you think, because you're younger than I am. Your friends are probably younger than I am, for the most part.
No, there was one guy, an Indian atheist.
Can you still say Indian? Is that cool?
Well, yeah, but he was raised Hindu, 25 years old, has a master's degree in engineering from Penn. Well, that was another aspect of it. Almost everybody there had graduate or even in some cases PhDs and postgraduate degrees. So a bunch of really smart guys. Right. But most of the guys, so there's a 26-year-old, a 45-year-old, me at 47, and then the rest of the 9 guys ranged from 50 to 65, so mostly older.
Okay. So more mature guys who know how to deal with each other. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yes, and part of it is that in some cases relationships went back 15, 20, 25 years.
Right, but they were on 2 different ends of the spectrum and still able to get along.
Right.
What's wrong with us? What's happened? You're the younger guy. What's happened?
Well, I think part of it is the real life thing. I mean, it's really easy for me when I'm talking to a guy that went to elementary school that I used to go to elementary school with, that we became friends on Facebook 2 years ago because we really thought a cat video was funny and our comments were entertaining, and we became friends with one another, and he lives in Muskegee. It's very easy for me to just shred him apart on a Facebook post. Because I've never seen the guy before. If he was sitting right next to me, I probably wouldn't recognize him.
Okay.
It's a totally different thing for somebody who I've known for 6 or 7 years. I see several times a week. I know his wife. I know his kids. I love him dearly. And I think his faith reasoning is absurd and his political positions are nonsense. But I'm more interested in maintaining the relationship with him, even though I can tell him that his faith-based belief system is nonsense and his politics are absurd. You see what I'm saying? I mean, there's a way to go about doing that.
Sure. Yeah, it's really funny because I go back, my family's from the East Coast, from New England, and there's some of them that are about as hardcore Dem as you can get. The only good politician is a Democrat kind of thing.
And, sure, of course.
Right? And so I have to sit there in the room and decide whether I even want to go down that road. And when they do, I try to deal with it in a respectful way. But you're right. Even though I may look at them and the same guy here on the West Coast, I'd be sitting at the table with and go, you know what? I just wouldn't want to be your friend. And I would leave. That's family. I love them. I've been around them for a long time. And we live in America. You're allowed to be an idiot. You know, it's a free country. Well, for now it is, anyway.
right.
But you're right. It is different. But it seems to be, you know, the joke that you see on Facebook a lot, which is, my friend unfriended me. It shows you how much I know about this thing still. Unfriended me because we had a difference of opinion on politics. You know, they think this is a friendship and an unfriendship. And, you know, I look at that and say, is that part of it? The young people just really don't understand the depth of a friendship, what a true friendship is all about. And remember, these people are getting information in 140 characters or less, right?
Right. Well, the other part of it is, which was obvious sitting with these guys, who, and by the way, it's incredibly politically incorrect. I mean,
I know.
Incredibly.
Most of those groups are. Yeah.
Oh, it's like, you know what? You handle the bill because you Jews are the ones that argue the best. No. You can't go to the pizza place to pick it up because they're going to see and know that you're Muslim and they're going to be afraid you're going to blow up the place. I mean, those kinds of jokes went on and on and on.
Wow.
But what ends up happening is...
But wait a minute. Was the Muslim guy offended at all? Did he look like he was getting red-faced or anything?
No, he put his hand out and he was working his thumb back and forth.
Oh, God. And there are some people listening right now who love you. They love to beat on me. Are going, see, he would be in that group. He's part of that group. Look at the people he hangs around with. It's just lighten up. Go ahead.
Oh, lighten up. Because the reality is those kinds of stereotypes are stereotypes and funny because, you know, the reality is that they're not stereotypes because somebody made up an outlier, you know, assertion. But I think what ends up happening, though, is that even with, you know, if I'm sitting there with the Muslim socialist, and we might come to agreement on maybe 66% of the stuff, whereas another guy who and I share maybe 98% agreement on, it's far more interesting and fun to talk about the 2% areas that we disagree, which is why you have me on, right?
Right. Michael, I have a black friend of mine. Yeah, my own black friend. No, I have this particular black friend of mine who's a Republican, and we go to a lot of events together, and we're at an event one night, and we're close. We have a lot of fun with each other, right? So he walks up to the table. I'm sitting at a table with a bunch of old white-haired people, white/white-haired people. And he walks up, and I don't know, I hand him the keys to my car, and I say, look, this time, when you bring it back, will you make sure they dry the tires off? They leave all the black smudges in the tire. I can't stand it. And he goes, yeah, okay, sure. And he grabs the keys and he walks away. Then he comes back a few minutes later. He's actually my guest that night because, we were all sitting there eating and having dinner. The other people were floored because it was a joke. When he came back, I said, no, this is my buddy so-and-so. They thought he was like my driver or something. Why? Because he's a black guy. I said, but he loves it. He does that kind of stuff with me, too. We have a ball with this kind of stuff. We're not stuck up on all this political correctness crap, you know? Anyhow.
Right.
So if we
you're gonna hate the response to the tweet that I just sent.
Oh no, here we go. Hey, listen, we're up against it as usual. Tell people how they can find you at that ungodly hour. What is that now?
Three different places. Easiest for the radio show is houserules.us, HAUS rules.us, at MP House on Twitter, and House Rules with Michael Housem on Facebook.
All right, don't hang up. Stay with me because I want to tell you something on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, we are here every day. Hopefully you are too. Tell your friends about it live on Facebook. There's a gazillion ways to watch the show. Head over to TheRealSide.com. It's not JoeMessina.com. It's TheRealSide.com. Hey, thanks for being with me tonight. Always appreciate it.